Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick it off by talking with a combat gunfighter. Who goes by the quite intimidating name? If I was going to face somebody, I wouldn't want to face this. Super Dave Harrington, how you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I want to ask you about hatchet throwing, because I saw a video the other day of you hatchet throwing.
Right.
And for some reason, you seem to be throwing at a target that was off line from where you were standing, which to me seems like that
angle.
Okay, but even if you're not standing dead on you, I think you're throwing at the middle target, and you lost one, and the other two just stuck there, just real nice and everything.
Correct.
And I hesitate to use the term because it's a video game term, but when you're out there, if you were out there putting together a kit for, you know, whatever may come and everything, are you going to have weapons like that? Are you going to have, like, what they would refer to as a melee weapon?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a hatchet is an excellent tool that can be used for all kinds of things. You know, a hammer for cutting, chopping. I don't know how many hatchets of all shapes and sizes for different cutting chores. And, you know, to include the throwing hatchets, the legit made for throwing hatchets.
Right.
You can throw pretty much any hatchet as long as you've got a good sense of balance, you know, evaluate the balance of the tool, and above all else, the distance to the target. You've got to be able to judge distance very well. And the thing about that video I shot, that was my very first attempt at that wall, and that first failed stick was actually a ranging throw. I wasn't sure about the distance. The World Axe Throwing League, what they use for their baseline distance is 12 feet. Now, that is supposed to allow for one full rotation of the axe in the air to the target. I measured it after I shot that video.
Right.
And I think I was like something like at 15 feet. But it's not that big of a deal. I'm just using that as an example of how important ranging is and the timing of the throw for the revolution of the hatchet.
Now, the hatchets you use look like the kind I would find at Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that. Just, you know, hatchets for splitting wood.
Right. Those are actually World Axe Throwing League hatchets. I got those on Amazon. They're like $50 each. And they're made for throwing. But since you brought it up, I'll do a side by side comparison. I'll do a video, with some different hatchets.
Okay.
And that'll be good.
I think so, too. It's interesting because, you know, every time I think I've got a kit, I realize I don't actually have a kit just yet. Of the things that you can add to a kit that would transcend, that, you know, would be both tool and weapon if necessary, knives, right, hatchets, what other things would you maybe stick in there? And we're going to get to the guns in just a second. I just, you know, I was just intrigued, right, by your video.
One kind of innocuous kind of a tool that can easily be used as a weapon is a good walking stick. Now, you can get online and find walking sticks that are dual-tasked as weapons.
Right.
You know, they have, you know, they can unscrew and screw back together, and you have a spear. Mankind is at no loss for turning, you know, something simple into a weapon. I mean, look at the various pens that are available that are, you know, a weaponized pen.
I have a weaponized pen.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a weaponized pen.
Exactly. I have several of them. It's like, you know, it can be the simplest thing. You know, you weaponize it, you got to have one.
Sure. I don't remember what the nomenclature was, but you remember our folding up shovel that we used to have in the Army?
The
E-tool.
Entrenching tool.
Entrenching tool. Now, I always thought that thing, and I've seen some of them that are configured this way that have like a sharpened edge on one side that could be used for chopping or something. I always thought that was a very neglected sort of tool as far as weaponizing it.
There's been plenty of people killed with E-tool.
Yeah.
There was specifically, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but... I remember reading it on the wall in Vietnam. Everything basically, they were completely overrun and everything deteriorated to him basically using an E-tool to defend himself in his position.
Right.
And it was bad. It was a very bad set of circumstances. But, yes, that has happened and probably will happen again.
I need to go get me an E-tool. I guess I need to go to the Army Navy. Do they even issue that anymore?
Oh, yeah. It's still a thing. However, what I'd like to recommend is get you a Vietnam era, the early Vietnam era were...
had a longer handle.
Era E-tools.
Yeah.
The you know, they had the wooden handle.
Right.
And had the spike fixture on one side with a shovel on the other.
Yep. Might have to do a little looking. I'll have to tell, when we get back, before we get on the subject of guns and everything, I'll have to tell you an E-tool story.
Cool.
They got me in trouble at Fort Polk, Louisiana. Got me in trouble, but that's okay. By the way, my Super Dave rig is inbound. I think it'll be here day after tomorrow.
Very good.
Already got the belt. So, very shortly, I'm going to have the Super Dave rig and everything else. I was explaining to somebody the beauty of having a Super Dave rig, when they were like, well, why would you carry so much ammo? I was like, might need it, might want it. Maybe you got some of these, that magazine that I put in the gun at first might be bad.
Right. Yeah, it's
But hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for it. We'll discuss the beauty of that as well in the coming up segments. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, you can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. Go check out his stuff. He's got his videos up there. I think that's where I saw his video of him throwing some hatchets the other day. I think I saw that on Instagram as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington. I'm running some scenarios past him, and I saw a scenario, Dave. You were talking about a proper response based upon the level of violence being brought, right? You weren't talking about it. So I saw a video. I don't remember where I saw it, but it was a real-life video where a guy decided to hit upon this woman, and her boyfriend walked up and sort of, you know, like shoved his head, and the guy walked away, but then he came back with a gun and shot at him.
Yeah.
Now, that is an instance where you're saying, I'm saying, well, that didn't deserve that particular response there, pal. Maybe you ought to be a little more careful about who you talk to or something like that. But what are your thoughts on something like that with trying to bring the right level of force?
Well, nowadays, it's dicey at best. What used to be, you know, socially acceptable in respect to manners, you know, just being outright polite and considerate of others and, you know, follow what used to be considered normal social guidelines. You know, if you were to, you know, hit on somebody else's woman and not know that they, you know, or, you know, prior to her informing you she belonged to someone else, you know, no harm, no foul. But, you know, if you were to, you know, put your hands on someone else's girl and the guy, you know, got physical, punched your lights out, so to speak, you know, used to be that would be the end of it. But not anymore. You know, there's no telling what, you know, people will do. You know, they go to their car and pull out a howitzer and come back and, you know, open fire. You just don't know what to expect. You've got to be very judicious in respect to how you conduct yourself, you know, day in and day out. However, I'm not saying change, you know, be, you know, compromise your own personal ethics. I certainly wouldn't do that myself. I'm not going to compromise my ethics for some dirtbag, but I'm certainly going to be prepared to take the necessary action. For example, under those circumstances, if I were to experience that type of interaction with some less than desirable dude, time to go home, time to leave. You know what I mean? And I would very tactfully exit the area. I wouldn't remain in place for the individual to have an opportunity for some type of follow-on action. You see what I mean?
I do.
But also, I would. It's not like I wouldn't expect there to be some kind of, you know, retribution or follow-on action from somebody that I just punched their lights out. You know, because it may go. You know, let's investigate that a little bit. It may not be the simple fact you punched his lights out, because you can get over that. You know, a black eye will heal up. But if you embarrass this dude in front of a bunch of his bros or, you know, his people, he's not going to get over that. He's not going to survive that. He's going to have to, you know, in his mind, man up and, you know, regain, you know, gain face. You know what I mean?
I do.
He'll turn it into a respect thing, and then it can go anywhere from there.
Hmm.
But you got to be smart, you know.
Yeah.
You have a less than encounter with someone. How do you handle it? Here's another, a most recent situation that transpired. Simple traffic incident that, by law, would have been a hit and run, described as a hit and run. Minimal damage. As a matter of fact, the damage that occurred between the two vehicles was simply a little bit of swap and paint. However, the person that swapped the paint took off. So what do you do? guy got out, inspected his vehicle. Okay, well, a little paint rub, big deal. And then he got to thinking, well, actually, they did run into my car, and they took off, so what do I do, you know? I mean, they could tell what it boiled down to. He went ahead and contacted the police, and which was the right thing to do because, as it was explained to him by the law enforcement officer, what it boiled down to was who calls the cops first and who tells they have to go by the first story they hear. You see what I mean?
I do.
And it was a male and female incident. So the female is the one that swiped the car, actually swiped the truck, and she was in a car. She could have, run off and then, called the cops on her own and told them any kind of story after she kicked her door in or caused a bunch of additional damage. You see what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
You just never know anymore. We have become such a legal society. Even the law can be used as a weapon and manipulated as a weapon against you. So it's really the Wild West, whether, it's legal or not. You just don't know. And even trying to do the right thing at the right time every time and go by the law, how much is that going to cost you in the end? And lawyers' fees, court costs, and all that. It's just, it's hard to...
Hard to gauge. Hard to figure out.
Come up with a simple question or a simple answer to.
That's true enough. We're headed into the next break. When we get back, we'll keep on pushing this. I think what we're going to go into next, Dave, if that's okay with you, is what do you think, when you're talking to students, what do you advise them to do as far as with their guns if they're coming to you saying, well, should I do this or should I do that? Go from there. You can find Super Dave. His website is combatspeed.com. That's where you would check out to see where he might be doing a gig near you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the bombing continues in Ukraine, President Zelensky has asked for a no-fly zone over his country, and the United Nations has been discussing it. However, for the United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that's a no-go.
It would essentially mean the U.S. military would be shooting down Russian planes. That is definitely escalatory. That would potentially put us into a place where we're in a military conflict with Russia. That is not something the president wants to do.
And undoubtedly, President Biden will be talking about the situation
situation in Ukraine at his State of the Union address set for tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Other topics should include inflation, the crisis at the southern border, and a new Supreme Court Justice nominee. At his first State of the Union address, President Biden has a job approval of an all-time low of just under 37% as the nation continues to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Canada is now blocking Russian oil imports, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Canadian government took a symbolic step this week in announcing a ban on imports of crude oil from Russia in response to that country's invasion of Ukraine. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The international community is rallying to support democracy and the people of Ukraine.
It should be noted Canada has not imported any crude oil from Russia since 2019.
Iowa State Auditor has now called for Governor Kim Reynolds to return nearly $450,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds that were used to pay for 21 governor's office staff members for 3 months in 2020. Auditor Rob Sand released a report that repeated his recommendation from October 2020 and last December that the funds were improperly used and should be returned. Sand said in December that the governor not only misspent the federal money but tried to conceal it by passing it through State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, currently out on the road training some people. While you're there, right, how many people walk up to you and say, hey, Dave, do I need a dot? Hey, Dave, do I need a better trigger? Hey, Dave, do I, you know, those kinds of questions. And the reason I ask is I know some trainers from a liability standpoint don't really recommend getting too far beyond a stock gun in most cases if somebody's asking them, even though they themselves might go ahead and have something a little more than a stock gun. So what are your thoughts on that?
As far as making modifications to your firearms, have at it. If it's, if it makes you feel good, if you think it's the thing you need to do, do it. However, do it with the knowledge that you're going to have to clearly articulate your decision-making process in a court of law, or you very well may have to, why you made that modification. Or if you're not confident or capable of doing it yourself, pay a subject matter expert to do it for you. There are modifications that you can make that arguably make a handgun safer to use. Primarily, we're talking about the trigger, a better trigger, a cleaner, crisper, better feeling trigger, gives you that much more tactile feel. Now, this is provided you do the work, you practice, and you're thoroughly familiar with that trigger mechanism, and you actually possess the physical ability to capitalize on having made the modification for the better feel and control that you can exert, physically exert, with that trigger to better time the shots that you fire. Okay? Dig this. Let me clarify. Timing. Everybody gets spun out on fundamental this, fundamental that. And that's fine. Fundamentals are critical. They are, fundamental is a breakdown component of a principle. But you never hear anybody talking about principles of marksmanship or the what you need to do in real time to deliver a well-aimed, well-placed shot. Real quick, man, there's four of them. You have to stabilize the firearm with the target. You have to aim. Now, that is whether you're using the sights or not. And by the way, point firing is a manner of aiming. For the lack of a better term, we'll call point firing geometric aiming. Because you're keying off the physical location of the firearm's muzzle and the physical location based on your visual input of the impact point on the target. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, dig it. Firing, the physical action required to be applied to the trigger mechanism to make the gun go bang. But now timing. What about timing? In a, just in a gross sense, let's look at timing from this perspective. Are you static firing on a static target? Are you static firing on a moving target? Are you moving firing on a static target? Or are you moving firing on a moving target? Either way you cut it, there are elements of timing in respect to when the gun should go bang and the projectile impact the target where you want it to impact the target. Another aspect of timing, let's look at a mechanical aspect of timing. The firing train of the firearm and the cartridge, okay? We'll just call it a generic trigger mechanism. But once the either the cruciform releases the striker or the sear releases the hammer, the firing pin or the striker has to travel X distance to impact the primer. The primer has to ignite and burn properly, in turn igniting the powder charge, which has to ignite and burn properly and thoroughly to push the projectile out of the case to come into contact, to make the jump from the case, jump the lead of the chamber to the lands and grooves of the rifling, go down the bore, and exit the bore. Okay? That takes an amount of time, a measurable amount of time to happen. And then once the projectile exits the bore, you have, based on the distance or range to the target, you have time of flight, which is measurable. You have time of flight of the projectile to the target. So, you see where I'm coming from?
I do.
Nobody talks about timing in respect to firing or, you know, what is it you need to do in real time? Now, I'm not trying to run fundamentals over. Let's take a look at the broad picture. We're kind of set up to train, practice, and rehearse in a crawl, walk, run manner, right? Well, if you only train once in a blue moon, do you ever get out of the crawl phase? When do you get out of the crawl phase into the walk phase? When do you get out of the walk phase into the run phase? What do you actually know and understand about solving, you know, either a regular, a basic shooting problem or a tactical shooting problem? And there's elements of timing involved across the spectrum. And they all have various prioritized influences on them. So, all right, rewind. You've got to stabilize the firearm with a target. You've got to aim and make a decision on how you're going to do that based on lighting conditions, the size of the target, the distance to the target, blah, blah, blah. I call that like basic shooting math. You have to apply physical action to the firearm to make it go bang, but you have to time the shot. So in a sense, what I know to be true is the principles of firing and timing could be interchangeable because they are so interconnected, it'll drive you mad trying to decide which one comes first.
Right.
I've had a hard time managing my own sanity trying to just come up with a simple fact that they're interchangeable.
Yeah. Well, hang on for me. Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for me,
okay.
If you will. Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on Facebook at either Dave Harrington, which is his personal page where you might get a guitar riff if he's feeling up to it that particular day. And there's plenty of them there. You can go looking. Or his commercial page, which is Super Dave Harrington. Plenty of ways to follow Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, currently out there training some people. What are you training them? What classes are you teaching?
Classified. I'd have to kill you, bro.
You'd have to kill me?
No, I'm just joking, dude.
I had the clearance, Dave. I had clearance, brother. I got clearance.
Yeah. Well, cool,
I got clearance.
Bro. I'll take it for your word. I'm actually doing kind of a little broad spectrum, man. I'm doing some pistol only, some carbine only, some integrated weapons work, which is carbine handgun combined, and some instructor development. And it's I'm having a real good time doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got myself metered out over the 2 week time frame with a day off for rest and prep between each cycle, and it's going really well. Of course, I'm only a week into it, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, how far will you be going into it? Is it, you say you're a week into
it? I've got a week remaining. I'll return home on the 1st.
Gotcha. Well, you know. So, in terms of the handgun only class, where would you? Right. What kind of shooters come to that? Is that an intermediate shooter, a fairly advanced shooter?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I don't discriminate. I don't. I don't know if we've ever discussed this before, bro. But I don't do a class per se. Okay,
right.
I run a program. I like to think in terms of running a program, and here's how that works in my mind. I run a program for one reason, and one reason only. Everybody participates. The only reason someone chooses, and everything that I do is voluntary. You know, nothing I have or ask anyone to do or that is part of the curriculum is mandatory. If you do not have the requisite skill or confidence to try something, it's hang back, observe it, watch others do it until, you know, you feel at least competent enough to try it, and then try it. And here's why. Everybody has the opportunity to participate. I run one program. I would like everybody to participate. However, here's the difference. As long as you choose to participate, I expect you to perform at your ability level. There is no, I don't set the pace. I don't, it's not like I'm going to say, look, Bill, this is the speed I want you to perform this task at. I want you to perform it at your ability level. And if you're not performing at a pace or a rate in which I think you are capable, I will ask you to step on the gas. If you're outrunning your headlights, I'll ask you to do the reverse. Hang back a little bit.
Never heard that one before.
But in effect, what I do is I run one program, but, you know, I teach, or, you know, the teaching that actually happens in a class setting is per individual. If there's 10 people present, I'm running a program and teaching 10 individual classes because I give the individual what they need on their level.
Right.
For their, you know, whether it's a cognitive level, whether it's a skill level, you'd be surprised how often, I mean, there's, you know, I come into contact with all kinds of people, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, you name it. But language is a big deal. You would be surprised. I can speak, I can break something down where a rock could understand it. And somebody's not going to get it. And I can speak to something in a manner in which one dude gets it, and I have to say the same thing to achieve the same result from 180 degrees out for this other dude simply because of language or, you know, technical understanding or language barrier, possibly. But, you know, I can pointy talky with the best of them. It's actually a lot of fun trying to crack the code, because, you know, the socioeconomic geopolitical background of every individual present can weigh in on any point of interest at any point in time. So it's kind of like, you know, solving problems as you go. You know, just like a big jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
But the thing is from beginning to end, you want to see, and it's necessary to see, the progression or the improvement, at least some improvement. If it's not in actual ability, it's in the understanding of what it is they need to be doing, you know, at any point in time. The comprehension of all of it. It's, you know, there's so many aspects that are so closely interrelated, it's like you can't talk about one thing without speaking to another.
Right.
And at some point or some level.
You're going to be in Texas next week?
Pardon me?
You'll be in Texas next week?
Yes, I'll be here through the 1st.
Yeah.
I'll return home the 1st.
Yeah, so I guess you will be. So we'll be having some more combat pistol crafts coming from Laredo, Texas. Is it still going to be in Laredo? They're all clustered,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
in there.
I'll be back in Laredo by next week. Yeah, I am doing some. I'm basing out of Laredo, but I'm doing some satellite training as well.
Understood.
Satellite
Understand.
Location.
So
down here on the border.
I understand. I get it. I understand you. One thing I want to point out for anybody out there with that might go to a Dave class, if you got questions, ask him. Right? Do you still use a lot of nomenclature when you're out there with a lot of Army acronyms and Army sayings and everything?
Man. Yeah, that's, you know, when I was speaking about language earlier, I use a lot of technical language.
Right.
It's not even Army language. It's just flat out technical shooting language. And a lot of people aren't familiar with it. They just don't know, or they're not well read. And, you know, it's out there. It just depends on you know, what you know, what you understand, what you can put together. It's the beauty of it is, here's one thing I do know. It's all out there, but it's not well organized. There's, and you can look at it from this standpoint as well. Look at how many different types of shooting there is, with as many different types of firearms that there are. And what I have done, in my mind anyway, this is my story and I'm sticking to it, is there's a lot of things that I have pirated, like from skeet shooting or shooting clays, in respect to the visual aspects of aiming and what's required in that sport, and applied them to carbine shooting.
Well, we got to hold it right there. That's just you being Bruce Lee, though. He did that all the time. We've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today. That was getting interesting, cool. So we'll have to pick that up next week on you being Bruce Lee.
Very cool.
All right. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.